Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
eBay has officially banned the Django Unchained action figures from being sold on their internet shopping site. After the figurines were discontinued, eBay posted them as rare collectibles. However, they have been taken down and a notice was posted with the following message. Since the manufacturers of the product had discontinued this item's sale due to its potentially offensive nature, we are not allowing it to be sold on eBay. 9 former African-American American Idol contestants from various seasons are coming together to sue the show, claiming that they were all forced off Idol as part of a racist and illegal plot. Contestants from season 2 through 9, including Corey Clark and Jared Andrews, all allege that producers of Idol only publicly disqualify 9 people who all happen to be black, and that they've been conducting a cruel and inhumane scheme to exploit and humiliate black contestants for ratings. A Facebook message posted on January 20th displayed gospel singer Dietrich Haddon telling Isaac Carey to man up over an alleged affair he had with Demita Haddon, Dietrich's now ex-wife. Haddon divulged more specifics about why he and Demita split in response to fan backlash about his divorce, alleging his wife had an affair with fellow gospel singer Isaac Carey. By the end of the posting, he confronted Carey, "I appreciate your new song, Clean This House. You know, I've always been a fan of yours since day one, and I've never done anything to hurt you, but you left one sin out of your song that would be to set the record straight and solidify my healing process, and that is adultery. I hate to see you walk in deception when it is unnecessary." Haddon's post has since been removed. Snoop Dogg is getting major support from Bob Marley's son after the legendary reggae singer's group member claimed that he was a phony Rastafarian. Rahm Marley approved Snoop Lion's new transformation. "Our father's name should never be mentioned in this issue because, like a true Rasta, he would have embraced Snoop's reincarnation and welcomed the positivity. Why condemn a man for his love of Rastafari and Bob Marley? We have been cool with Snoop before his transformation, and he will continue to have our blessings and support." Beyonce's Super Bowl halftime set has reportedly been revealed. According to US Weekly, she will kick off her set with Crazy in Love, then be joined by Destiny Child members Kelly and Michelle.